So we do have two people here that are willing to share their stories of recovery in order to answer your questions and to provide some insight and also to provide hope that recovery truly is possible. So the first person I'm going to bring up to the stage, Jennifer Bodine. And Jennifer grew up in northern New Jersey, and in 1987 she joined the 11th class to admit women to the United States Military Academy at West Point. In 1994, she left the Army with an honorable discharge and began her career in business and is now Associate Director of Internal and Executive Communications for a mid-sized pharmaceutical company, which is headquartered in the Northeast. Jennifer regards her biggest success as overcoming bulimia after a 13-year struggle. Upon completing treatment and maintaining her health for 8 years, she decided to share her story and her struggle, beginning with her time at West Point, where the deadly disorder took hold. Her first book, called Whatever the Cost, One Woman's Battle to Find Peace with Her Body, was published in March of 2011. She now talks publicly about her story and her struggle with bulimia in order to provide a message of hope for those who suffer, for their families, and for the many American women who fight the daily battle to live a healthy life in both body and mind. And our second speaker, if you come up as well, Ellen Domingos. From the time Ellen was a little girl, she knew she wanted to go to New York City to, quote, make it big. Certain people close to her suggested that if she wanted to have a life in showbiz, she would need to look a certain way, lose the extra pounds that she had naturally put on at the onset of puberty, leading her to the diet roller coaster. She moved to New York City to pursue her dreams, and after a while living in New York and performing at regional theater across the country, she did develop a pattern of disordered eating, which soon became a full-blown eating disorder. Eventually, Ellen had to leave her life of performing and modeling and go home to figure it out. While home and embarking on a difficult journey of healing, she found herself in a desperate need of a creative outlet to express the emotions at the same time. So with her lifelong friend and theater director, Brian P. Allen, she created a show called Is There Fat in That? She now performs her one-woman show, speaks publicly to put a spotlight on eating disorders, and release the shame that accompanies them and help others see the gift of recovery. And now I'm also going to bring up Eileen, who's going to moderate this discussion. Thank you.
Had to check the time and see if it's afternoon. Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me join your community today. My name is Jenny Bodian, and my bulimia started when I was a cadet at West Point, and there had been pressures in my life about weight for many, many years, probably from the age of about 13 or 14. But when I went to the academy, the pressures sort of started to accumulate. And there was an enormous amount of focus on being perfect and being the perfect part and looking perfect in the uniform. And I'm sort of a medium-framed, curvy woman. And so that was difficult for me to achieve. And it was a battle that I fought. And finally, one night in the barracks, I decided that's it. I'm going to put everything secondary to being thin, and I'm going to be thin no matter what it takes. And that was the first time I purged. And so I went on with my life. I graduated from West Point. My family had no idea that this was going on. I got married. My husband had no idea that this was going on. And I was able to hide it masterfully from the people in my life. And I functioned professionally without, missing a beat. And then the problem started to accumulate. And the bulimia began to take over. And so 13 years later, it had really reached a point of crisis. By that time, I was divorced, and my father had passed away from a terrible illness, and my life just started to fall apart.
And I knew I needed help. One of the things I loved about the discussion today was the focus on family, because family was so critical for me in getting well. The intervention of my mother and my sister were just, you know, the support that they gave me really gave me that piece of encouragement to say, you know what, I can do this. And getting well was the hardest thing I have ever done. Harder than West Point, harder than jumping out of an airplane, harder than any of those things. And my family was with me the entire way. While I was in treatment, which took 8 months, I was in outpatient treatment. I lived with my mom. And she drove me to my first therapy appointment. And I started to rebuild my life. And now I've been in recovery for 9 years. I wrote the book called Whatever the Cost about my experiences. And I think the thing that I most want to convey to people who are suffering and struggling is that when you fight to get well, you get to have your life back. And you get to build a really magnificent and incredible life instead of a life of addiction. And so those are the words of hope and encouragement that I leave you with. And for every woman in this room who has been touched by an eating disorder in some way, and for every family member who's been touched in some way, I just encourage you to fight the fight to be healthy and to stay healthy. Thank you.
Hi. Well, I just want to thank you so much for inviting me to be here today. I'm really excited to share my story of recovery and to give hope to those of you who are struggling with an eating disorder or who have a loved one that's struggling with an eating disorder. So thank you very much. I guess I'll start with describing how I got my eating disorder, what the factors were that contributed to my developing an eating disorder. And I really like to describe it as sort of the perfect storm. The first and most obvious factor was that from a very young age, I was on a sort of stage. I was in a spotlight. I started performing professionally at 8 years old. I won a national pageant at the age of 12. And I had to travel the country performing as Miss National Preteen. And I went on to have a professional career in performing and modeling. So from a very young age, there was a major emphasis put on what I looked like, on the exterior of me. And I felt the need to really meet those standards and to be perfect, just like Jenny talked about. The second factor, I think, was genetics. I'm absolutely predisposed, I believe, to developing an eating disorder. I have a tendency toward anxiety and depression, people-pleasing. So that was a major factor as well. And then from a very young age, and Eileen spoke about this a little bit, I had low self-esteem. I really struggled with that. It was just there, and I'm not sure why. So all of those factors really contributed and kind of made it, looking back on it, a no-brainer for me to develop an eating disorder. And so it really developed at 14 when I went on my first diet, which is common. And I went on my first diet after a company manager at one of the theaters that I worked at said to me, called me into his office, and he said to me, you know, if you want to do this, if you want this to be your life, if you want to perform, you're going to have to look a certain way. You're going to have to lose this weight that you've put on with puberty. And so at 14, it really, my whole mindset changed. And for me, it became about if I'm going to be happy, if I'm going to be successful, I have to look a certain way. And so success and happiness became about controlling my food. And so from then on, from 14 on, I really battled disordered eating and then eventually an eating disorder. And I've kind of done it all. I've done anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, EDNOS. I've really experienced all of them to some degree. So that overlap that Eileen and Sandra were talking about is really true. And I reached out for help pretty early on, actually. I reached out for help about 2 years after that first diet. I was in high school, And I started to see a counselor, but at that time, no one actually said to me, oh, you have an eating disorder, or diagnosed me with an eating disorder. And my my family and support system didn't say, call it an eating disorder, and I didn't call it an eating disorder. And so it really took me many, many years of disordered eating and battling an eating disorder to get help. And when I did decide to get help, I left my life in New York, and I went home. I moved in with my parents at 31 years old, and I checked myself into a treatment facility. And I'm now 7 years in recovery, and I now consider myself fully recovered. And that's what I really want to get across today, that recovery is possible, and there is hope to get well. So thank you.